sport on the hard shoulder. With Visa. Everything's a tap-in with Visa, helping protect your payments.
John Duggan joins us now at the Sport. JD, before we get stuck into, obviously, the more important things like the World Cup, are you a Taylor Swift fan?
I admire Taylor Swift greatly, but I wouldn't be too au fait with her back catalogue of hits.
Not a Swiftie.
I wouldn't know. I think Shake It Off, is that her, isn't it?
That is her. That absolutely.
That's a very good song.
Fair play to you.
And obviously I understand with the Kelsey and the American football links and everything. And you see her in a lot of sports fans. Saw her at the Knicks recently.
Yeah.
And she's a global superstar. But I wouldn't know. If you asked me, if you're to get me to go to three Taylor Swift songs, I wouldn't be able to get
to three.
You got one.
You got the important one, look. But from one fairy tale to another, it's going to be a big night for a young man from Crumlin.
Can Pico Lopez shake off Lionel Messi? Probably not, to be honest.
Imagine.
I hope he gets a shirt. And he's not one Pico for a belief for swapping shirts. But maybe in this time he might make an exception if Lionel is happy to do that. And maybe Lionel will be happy too. Cape Verde is off the west coast of Africa.
It's got those who don't know, which is most people.
It's got a population of just over 500,000. And Argentina's population is 46 million. Argentina are the world champions, the Copa America champions. Cape Verde came into this tournament, the first ever World Cup, ranked 64th in the world. Their FA was only established in 1982. And there's a lad from Crumlin, the LinkedIn message, all this stuff, his family out there. It is
David and Goliath.
Disneyland stuff.
He's
a very good player. Like, he plays for our League of Ireland champions. He's not there because he's won a ticket in a competition. He's there out of merit. And they haven't been beaten in the group stage. And they're playing Argentina now, last 32 Miami, 11 o'clock Irish time this evening, Ciara. And Pico Lopez has spoken to his club's TV channel, Shamrock Rovers Television, about this is where he wants to be.
With Argentina, in my opinion, they have the best player that ever did it in Lionel Messi. Like, and the opportunity to follow his grace a pitch with him was something I never thought would happen. Now it's here, and I don't want to just walk by in awe of him. Like, I want to be competing in around him and trying to win the game by Cape Verde. And I think that's how you show respect to the greatest players.
He's not wrong.
No, this is
God. I'm like, we're all invested in this.
Yes, we are.
He is Ireland. Do you know what I mean? He's all we have.
He is all we have. And Messi has scored in 7 successive games now at World Cups. He scored 6 in this tournament already.
He's the top of his game.
He is at 39 years of age. It's
somehow
breathtaking. Yes,
it really is. Is he the top goal scorer
with Mbappe at the moment?
Come on, Cape Verde. I can't believe we're all going to be cheering them on.
It's not going to happen now, but imagine Cape Verde did win.
It isn't going to happen, but you know, weird stuff happens in football. We all know that. Anyway, as I say, David and Goliath, and I think a nation does hold its breath. And what are the other matches this weekend, JD?
So the winner of that game faces either Australia or Egypt in the last 16. They play in Dallas at 7 o'clock this evening. So Mo Salah, as we know, is from Egypt and he plays for Egypt. Australia beat Turkey in the group stage. They lost to the USA. Egypt drew with Belgium. They beat New Zealand, but they were probably looking to get a point out of Iran. I think that's quite an evenly matched tussle. Then at 2:30 a.m. for the late night, early morning people, Colombia play Ghana in Kansas City. I thought Colombia were very good against Portugal, were the better team. But Ghana are defensively solid. The winner of that game will play Switzerland in the last 16. But Colombia have impressed me. That phase of the competition, now the last 16, begins tomorrow. So you have Canada against Morocco at 6 o'clock. And then France.
Would you call Morocco there?
I would call Morocco there. Mm-hmm. I'd call France as well against Paraguay at 10. Then Sunday, blockbuster stuff. Brazil, Norway at 9. And then at 1 a.m. Monday morning, England against Mexico in Mexico City. So that is one for getting out to the couch store and buying that couch and buying those refreshments.
Norway, who do you think would shade it in that game?
Brazil are not the Brazil.
No, they're not.
Of 2002, when they had Ronaldinho, Rivaldo, and the original Ronaldo. But they've got a very wily manager in Carlo Ancelotti, the best manager in the club game, I would say, who's now gone to national team with Brazil. They were calm in the second half against Japan. When they could have panicked, they didn't. They do have issues maybe in midfield and at their fullback positions, but I think going forward, Vinny Jr. is a quality player. With Norway have brought a lot of attacking flair. I think defensively, Norway could find it difficult against Brazil, but Norway have a chance here, and Haaland is, you know, he's the man. He's got 5 goals in the tournament, so it's not a foregone conclusion. It could go either way.
And will England struggle, do you think?
They'll struggle in the altitude. Mm-hmm. That's the issue that they have. And they could struggle defensively. Mexico are
home advantage.
Mexico
have
not, it does. They've not conceded a goal. They're playing in front of their home fans. They've gone mad for it. in Mexico. And I just think England just need to hold Mexico for the first half hour, hold it and get into the game and play almost quite defensively, and then try and see if they can eke it out. I think England have better players than Mexico, but I think England have issues in their defence. I think England will have issues with the conditions.
That makes it all the juicier, though, doesn't
it? It's fantastic. 1 a.m. on Monday. Yeah, bring it on.
The worst possible times for these games. But anyway, moving back closer to home,
yes.
The All-Ireland Hurling semi-finals this weekend. These are juicy too.
They are. Cork Galway, 3:30, Croke Park tomorrow, then HQ hosting Limerick against Clare at 4:00 Sunday. So for Cork, just the team news, Ciara, Tim O'Mahony and Tommy O'Connell named in their starting 15 in midfield, coming back into the side. Dara Fitzgibbon will line out in the half-forward line. Adam Walsh getting the nod again in the full-forward line. For Galway, cornerback Joshua Ryan and midfielder Gavin Lee there into the team. Rory Burke is injured, not in the squad. Limerick and Clare both unchanged from their last outings.
Can Clare do it, do you think?
They can, but they probably won't. They have David McInerney and Conor Cleary back in the team, and not that they were out of the team, but they both got injured against Dublin and they were maybe seen as doubts. The team sometimes can sometimes be taken with a little bit of a pinch of salt. Sometimes you do get late changes in teams, so let's not take the teams as gospel. Let's just take what we've seen in the competition so far as gospel. Limerick hammered Clare in Ennis. Galway won the Leinster title, but Leinster is weaker, inferior to Munster, and Cork narrowly lost the Munster final to Limerick. Cork and Limerick are the best two teams in the country, but that doesn't mean on the day,
no,
in amateur sport, that strange things can happen. If Clare perform to their best, they can match Limerick. Cork have had the issue that they haven't won the All-Ireland in 21 years. They suffered a really second half collapse against Tipperary in the final last year, and that is always the back of people's minds when they watch Cork now, as swashbuckling as they can be. Can they have the mentality to deliver? And
can
tomorrow,
they win?
Yeah, can they win? Not only tomorrow, but then the final.
Yeah. Staying with the GAA, but
yes.
Camogie and ladies football quarterfinals?
Yeah, both Camogie games taking place at Croke Park, preceding the hurling fair this weekend, Ciara. So tomorrow, Waterford versus Kilkenny from 1:00. Then on Sunday, it's Tipperary and Clare meeting at 1:30. There's also a relegation playoff between Dublin and Wexford on Sunday. Ladies football wise, we have Armagh and Kildare contesting their last 8 match at the Athletic Grounds from 1:45 tomorrow. Two other matches again tomorrow as well. Kerry versus Meath at Austin Stack Park at 5:15. Dublin and Cork going head to head at Parnell Park from 7:30 on Sunday. Galway versus Mayo and Tuam from 5:45.
All right. Ireland, of course, playing Australia tomorrow.
Yes, this is this new Nations Championship replacing the friendlies and the Autumn Internationals. It's more of a league structure, and I actually think it's a good idea. So Sydney, 11:10 Irish time, Ireland against the Wallabies. Ireland will also play Japan and New Zealand over the next couple of weeks down under. So Joe Schmidt, as we know, is Australian coach, going to leave that role though, and he's played out suggestions of a move to Leinster next year, where he once coached a Champions Cup winning team. He's going to return to Ireland soon, but for a different reason.
I'll fly to Ireland on August 10 to go up and see my new grandson. So I'm certainly going up there, but not to be coaching, really. I'll be looking forward to, you know, that heat wave.
Joe Schmidt. It's funny the way he says up there.
Yeah, I know.
I've never heard that before when it comes to...
I guess we say down under, maybe they say up there.
Yeah. I never heard that one before.
Finally,
yes.
Dave, what's going on at Wimbledon?
It's boring week one, I would say, before it gets really exciting. No big shocks again today. Defending men's champion Jannik Sinner into the last 16 of the men's singles following a straight sets win over Jensen Brooksby. A 7-time winner Novak Djokovic also threw. He beat Arthur Rinderknecht in 4 sets. We have Naomi Osaka qualifying for the 4th round of the ladies' singles. Just looking at the BBC here, and the staggering inequality, I would say, at the World Cup, that the 4 tickets at the highest level on sale for the England-Mexico game for $34,500. And the cheapest tickets available for 1 for $3,500. It is a disgrace what has happened with the ticket pricing and the dynamic pricing around the World Cup, pricing out ordinary fans who are already spending a bomb to get out there.
Who has that kind
rich
of money?
Rich money, rich people.
But even well-off people. We're privileged compared to much of the world living here in Ireland and whatever. And so I'm not poor mouthing it. But who has somewhere between 3 and 34 grand in their back pocket?
Well, there's always enough people around the world, I think, at the top 1% with enough money. And there are people that also probably mortgaging their lives to go out there.
Yeah.
But it's not what football is. And it's been a sorry turn from FIFA.
Yeah, you're not wrong on that. But the World Cup is still fabulous.
I'll be enjoying catching up on Taylor Swift's greatest hits now before you next speak to me, Ciara. Bye-bye.
Listen to the GOAT version of... Listen to the GOAT song and that will steer you in the right direction. Thank you very
Cheers,
much for that,
Ciara.
JD.
Sport on the hard shoulder with Visa. Wherever the game takes you, Visa helps protect your payments.